7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the important things that Muslims, especially the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, need to keep into consideration is the close link between the noble Quran, the glorious Quran, and the Immaculate Family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That amongst the verses of the glorious Quran, there are those verses that indicate the authority, there are those verses that indicate the superiority, there are those verses that indicate the walaya and the successorship of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is something that a lot and quite a few scholars have tried to indicate, whether by using the Quran and the Ahadith. And this is also something important to understand, that the noble Quran, the glorious Quran by itself, yes, can by means of other verses explain itself. But it is also necessary that sometimes in order to fully grasp the meaning of the verse, the teachings of the Holy Prophet, of the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam are required. That is the ahadith and the traditions that are said and have been reported to have said, been said by these great personalities are joined with the verses of the Holy Quran in order for the complete meaning to become apparent for us, in order for that meaning to manifest itself to us. So inshallah, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is a book that is based on this, that the verses of the glorious Quran and the traditions of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa sallam come together and are joined in order to manifest a meaning that inshallah is the meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended. So please stay tuned for our next segment where we will introduce this book to our dear listeners.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled Misbah al-Hidayah. If you want to translate it literally into English, it will be the Lampshade of Guidance. This book was written by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Bahbahani, rahmatullah alayh. It was then translated by Sayyid Athar Hussein Rizvi and edited by Hamid Farnagh. This book was published by the Naba Cultural Organization, which is based in Tehran, the capital city of the Islamic Republic of Iran. It was first published in the year 2006. So as we mentioned, this book deals with the subject matter of verses of the Noble Quran that indicate the superiority of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So the author will bring a particular verse. He has set out the book into 40 different chapters. 40 different verses. Under each of those verses, he has brought certain traditions that indicate or allude to a particular aspect of the Imams, alayhi salam, or especially Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, or any of the other Imams and their wilayah and their guardianship, that according to the beliefs of the Shia, is something that has been divinely ordained and has been appointed on them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a term that is known in theology as Nas. It is something that is divine. It is not something that was done by other means, such as how history tells us that the other khulafa were chosen either by shura or by a consensus, or for example a picking or a saqifa, and so on and so forth. we as the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasallam believe that the rightful successor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is chosen by a concept that is known as Nas, that is a divine appointment. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows where best to place his authority and where best to place the reins of his religion for the guidance of mankind. It's not just something political, it is for the guidance of mankind until the end of times. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll pick one of these verses and some of the traditions that are mentioned under the verse for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners is titled Misbah al-Hidayah. It was written by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Behbahani, rahmatullah alayh, published by the Naba Cultural Organization that is located in the capital city of the Islamic Republic of Iran, that is Tehran. It was translated by Sayyid Athar Hussein Rizvi and edited by Hamid Farnagh. So we would like to read a portion of his book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So the verse that we are reading is from Surah Al-Imran, the third chapter of the Noble Qur'an, of the Glorious Qur'an, the 103rd verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And you all hold fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not separate. Ayashi narrates through his chains of narrators from Jabir, from Imam Abu Jafar alayhi salam, who said, the progeny of Muhammad are the robe of Allah, for whom Allah has ordered to fasten unto by saying, and hold fast the robe of Allah, and do not separate. The Sayyid, may Allah sanctify his grave, has brought six traditions from our Shia sources, while four from their Sunni in the book Ghayat al-Maram, under the explanation of the aforementioned verse, that the term rope of Allah implies the progeny of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Consecutive traditions from both sects also explain that the Messenger of Allah has ordered to fasten unto the two valuable weighty things, that is, the Book of Allah and his progeny. He admonished, I leave for you two valuable weighty things, the Book of Allah and my progeny. Till you fasten unto both of these, you will not be deviated. Know that they will never separate from each other till they meet me at the pond. In the narration of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he said, O people, I leave amongst you two ropes. If you fasten unto them both, you will never deviate after me. One of them is greater than the other, the Book of Allah, the extended rope from the sky to the earth, and my progeny, my Ahlul Bayt. Know that these two will never separate from each other till they meet me at the pond. In Ghayat al-Maram, he has mentioned 82 traditions on the subject from our sources and 39 from their sources, that is the sources of the Sunni scholars. He has mentioned these traditions in detail. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to attach us both to the glorious Qur'an and to the immaculate and infallible progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Thank you.